Good morning. We're continuing with the Chayadim Klal Nun Ches, and we're learning Simen Ches. So the Chayadim is dealing with different scenarios. A person makes a mistake in the bracha. So what about the scenario where a person makes a bracha, believing that he's making the correct bracha? It turns out that the item that he's making the bracha on is not what he thought, but there are other items on the table which are correct. So can the bracha that he said, holding item X in his hand, transfer to items Y which are on the table, and therefore it's not a bracha levatala? So he gives an example. He made a bracha on a cup. He's holding a cup of a liquid, believes that it's wine, and it turns out that it's water. So the scenario before, we discussed a case where a person made a mistake when he started to be corrected himself. Here he did not correct himself. He said, and that's all he said. Now he starts drinking, and he says, oh my gosh, it's water. He doesn't say, I'm sorry. He thinks to himself, this is water. Or sharmashkim, or a different liquid. So he's not yerd, you can't say ripriagofen on water or on apple juice. But v'yesh yayin lefanav al ha'shulchan, there's wine on the table. Okay, so what do we do? So kiven shehoya daito lishtos yayin. Yikach tekef yayin hayayin v'yishta vein tzor bracha. Since there was wine on the table, he wanted to drink wine, and there's wine on the table, so he'd make a bracha on wine. And there was wine there. So he should take that. If he hasn't spoken, so he can switch out this water and take wine instead, and the bracha will work for the wine. So the bracha is not a bracha levatala. And kimin shehoya lefana begam hoya daito lishtos yayin. There was wine on the table, and he was interested in drinking wine. Okay, avagav shlohoya daito rak lishtos kezechon. Even though his plan was only to eat one, drink one cup's worth, means he wasn't planning to use the wine on the table because he thought there was wine in the cup. And he's going to drink that wine in the cup, and that was it. He wasn't planning to use the wine on the table. His plan was just to use one cup. But since he wanted wine, and there's wine on the table, and he ends up drinking that one cup of wine from the wine on the table, that is sufficient for the bracha to be valid. Even though the pause was more than tekhle diber, but as long as he was quiet, he didn't speak. Rak shalo diber, kama shiksavti b'chal hey sif simentes. Now he brings over here in the parentheses that not everybody agrees with this. This psak. And this really ties into a discussion which he discussed way back when in Klal Hay. So in Klal Hay, a situation which is discussed in Shulchan Aruch, a person makes a bracha on a food, and the item falls out of his hand and becomes so dirty that he can't eat it. So before he ate, he never took a bite from the food, so he made a bracha, and the bracha is not going to be valid because he never ate the food. But there was other food on the table which was comparable to that bracha. So a person's holding an apple, and he's standing outside, and it's a little bit wet and muddy, etc. He makes a bracha, and then something shakes his hand. Before he eats, the apple falls into the mud, and he's not going to eat it. But there is another, there's a peach nearby, right in front of him on the table, sitting by the picnic table. That's what happened, and then the peach. So can he switch the bracha to the peach? Can he switch the bracha to another apple and say the bracha is valid? So this is a machloikus between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says that the situation, he would not be yotze the bracha. He would need to make a new bracha before he eats that peach or the other apple. The Ramah says if he intended to eat the other ones, so then the bracha is valid. He planned to eat both of them, so even though he's only holding one, the bracha is going on both of them. Then the Mishabura brings an opinion which says even if he didn't have intent, as long as it was lefanav on the table, is there in front of him on the table, so he still would be yotzei. So if you notice in the Piskei Mishabura here, they quote from the Mishabura holds that you're yotzei. The same way over there, where the item was lost, you can replace it with the items from the table. Over here, where the item was incorrect, you can replace it with the items from the table. And that's the idea the Mishabura is referring to. The Chayotim is somewhere in the middle. He says you can use the item on the table only because you wanted to drink something of that sort. So I had no interest to eat a peach. and I made a bracha on an apple, so can I switch the bracha to the peach? It would be more questionable. But can I switch the bracha to an apple? It'd be the same in this scenario. I wanted to eat an apple, and I'm eating an apple. And the apple is there on the table, so that would be the same thing. But a case where you'd want to switch it to another food, it's more questionable. However, the chayyadim before in Simen Hay, in Klal Hay, that he says, even if it's something which is similar bracha, that would also work. So we look at it, we define the, his intent was the bracha should be effective, but something of the similar bracha. So even though he did not intend to eat a peach, but he wanted to eat a Brepio 8's item, and there is a Brepio 8's item on the table, and he wanted to eat a Brepio 8's item, so the bracha Brepio 8's can switch from this apple which fell to the item on the table. So similarly, it could switch to an item which was mistaken to the item on the table. So over here, the cup of water, which is the mistake, can be switched to the wine, which is on the table. So this is the opinion of the Chayyadim, and the Mishabura holds B'riyeva, that's we would semech on that shita. Again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this would not be true. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the bracha would not be valid, and a person would need to make a new bracha. And those who follow the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the Sfardim, would have to make a new bracha. But according to the opinion of the Ramah, and the way the Chayyadim and the Mishabura extend it, you would be Yotze B'riyeva in this situation. Have a good day.